Conley, the executive marketing manager for McGraw-Hill Anatomy and Physiology here. So excited to be here with you guys once again on the episode of Succeed in AMP. We're going to have fun again today. I have a product developer. You guys have talked to her before. You've heard her talk. Her name is Michelle Gazier. And today we're going to talk a little bit about her role on our team and then also one of my favorite topics, which is Vander's human physiology. So, Michelle, thanks for being in the studio today.
Hey, Jim. It's great to actually be in the studio in person with you this time.
Yes, that is so true. So now for the folks listening, normally we do a phone call. Michelle's in Chicago. I'm in Dubuque, Iowa. But she's now in the studio here that we have at 501 Bell Street here in Dubuque, Iowa. So welcome to the studio. We got the snowball rocking. It's going to be a lot of fun today, Michelle.
Definitely.
Okay, so tell everyone that's listening here, what's your role on our team right now?
So I am a product developer with the anatomy and physiology team. I am a product developer with the anatomy and physiology team, and I also this year transitioned to working on medical terminology. And I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of new overlaps we can find by putting those two course areas together.
Love that. There's so many overlaps with allied health disciplines, but especially medical terminology, because it's all about the terminology, right?
Definitely.
In almost every course that we serve. All right, so tell the group, what have you worked on in the last year that is significant or exciting to you?
I would say the most exciting thing that I've gotten to work on in the last year is I took over ownership of Anatomy and Physiology Revealed.
Ooh.
So I'm sure that our listening audience is familiar with Anatomy and Physiology Revealed, and we just put out a release before I took over for accessibility. And now part of my role is to think about what's next for Anatomy and Physiology Revealed and to make sure that our instructor supplements that go with this product are accessible as well.
Boy, the accessibility update that you guys did is amazing. Also, the physiology interactives that are in that product are state-of-the-art, world-class. I know I'm biased. I work for McGraw-Hill, but I'm a homer this way. There's nothing out there like it.
Definitely.
Period, exclamation point, all day, every day. We even have articles on that. So if you're interested, certainly send me an email. We'll get you involved in those. All right, so you're also working on Vander, Michelle. So
yes.
In the Vander Human Physiology textbook, what is your personal favorite feature?
Yeah, so my favorite feature, I would say, are the capstone cases that come at the end of each chapter. I think the goal of Vander is to bridge the gap between getting that advanced physiology knowledge while you're maybe a junior or senior in college so that you're really prepared for a medical profession, either as a medical student, a nursing student, or a PA. And those cases really bring human physiology 360 degrees and have clinical scenarios that you can take a look at. And that will really prepare you for those future career pathways.
So that's one aspect of the human physiology course that has always really intrigued me, is that if you look at the student population, you're talking about medical students. You'll still have some nursing students, some PA students, biotechnology, bioengineering students.
Definitely.
You're talking about folks that obviously are a little bit higher on the scale, mainly because, they're, like you mentioned, they're juniors or seniors. So on that note, when you look at Vander and the student population of medical students, nursing students, PA potential students, these are people that are potentially going into those tracks. How does Vander really help them for those fields that are a little bit more advanced or rigorous?
Definitely. So this is actually a debate that we have about Vander every time we put out a new edition. Oftentimes, we will get pressure from the market sometimes to decrease the level of difficulty of Vander, which has maybe crept up over the past few editions as compared to the level of difficulty historically. But this is something that our Vander author team has been incredibly deliberate about, because we have three main authors on our Vander book team, two of which teach those preliminary medical school classes, and one of which teaches at the undergraduate level. And I think that gives them a unique perspective on human physiology. And what their goal is to make sure that the student at the undergrad level has all of the skills and expertise in human physiology that they need to be successful in going on to further medical education, either as a medical student, a nursing student, or a PA. Because as we've seen recently, many people are getting to those advanced medical degrees and they're really having difficulty and they're struggling, particularly in instances where programs are more about self-study. So that's really where Vander positions itself in the market. It's the last great challenge. And if you can make it through Vander and teach yourself those self-study skills as an undergrad where you have more of a safety net, then you'll be ready for anything.
Could not agree more. Now, the book also has a feature in it called The General Principles of Physiology. And I've always looked at this feature as something that really gives you a solid foundation. But in your words, what is the significance of that feature in Vander?
Definitely. Well, human physiology can be an abstract topic. And I think the general principles of physiology are important because the authors have really distilled down what physiology is into, I believe it is, we're going to test my knowledge here, 8 general principles of physiology. And the idea is that everything you read and learn in the book ties back to these core 8 principles. And we did a lot of work for the new edition in making sure that these 8 principles not only resonate in the book, but also in the new digital resources that we've developed for this edition.
So with this edition, what's your favorite feature in the new edition?
So I might actually flip back that question at you. I think one of the things that is a strength of Vander's Human Physiology is that it is a very low feature book. Vander is really all about the content, and there aren't a ton of bells and whistles. It's the absolute essentials of what you really need to know put to you in a way that is clear and understandable without any fluff or distraction in between.
Love that, Michelle. It's awesome. Now, in Vander, over the years, we have a feature called flow diagrams. And I know those are something that the market really enjoys and that students really get a lot of benefit from. Why do you think they're so important?
So I think these flow diagrams are really critical and a major selling point of Vander because human physiology is a very abstract subject. Because if you think about it, it can be difficult for some people to really visualize in their mind what's happening inside the human body and how different, let's say, how your heart interacts with your lungs and things like that. So flow diagrams are a way to visualize how these complex physiological processes are happening in your body in a two-dimensional way and to see the relationships between these functions. And we actually have done good work historically in making sure that these flow diagrams are both updated and kept current and fresh in the book, but also carried through to our digital resources as well for remediation, practice, and mastery.
What's really awesome, like from my perspective on these flow diagrams, so I've been working with the Vander team for the past 15 years, and I've watched other brands out in the market, competitors try to imitate this. They haven't really been able to do that, you know, which is really kind of a cool thing. But the cool part about it, from my shoes, is that it's a simple feature.
Definitely.
And I think what happens is people will try to imitate it, but then they'll try to make it better or more complex.
Mm-hmm.
And just the simplicity of them, the strategy and the methodology, and just how these authors on the team have really kind of really made that an emphasis. And it's all over the book. People really enjoy it. And it's just kind of one of those features where you say, man, that's great. It almost reminds me a little bit of like iTunes or like the iPod.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about the iPod, it does something very simply. But it does a lot of things really effectively, and it does it at scale. And that's really, in my thoughts, those flow diagrams really kind of hit that mark as well.
It's definitely the less is more approach.
Right. In a complex science, right?
With definitely.
Which is just the most amazing aspect of that, which is great. Okay, so obviously when you develop a textbook and a digital program, there are going to be some challenges, right, Michelle?
Oh, definitely.
So with this question of the biggest challenge that you have, you know, feel free to answer it in the realm of Vander or just in general. Like, what is a big challenge with developing a program of this size?
So developing a program of this size is always challenging simply because there are so many moving pieces that you have to get out the door on time so that instructors can be using the products all together when they find out about them. And it's all about ensuring a consistent experience for students and instructors across both the physical textbook. We now have two different types of ebooks, an adaptive ebook and an MH Reader ebook. We have instructional resources like PowerPoints. We have a huge body of Connect content that have been developed by our great digital authors in the past. And we brought on a brand new digital author team and some subject matter experts in the field to really help him develop some great new content. And we have to make sure that there's harmony between all of these resources, consistency, and that they're all working towards achieving the same goals. And as product developer, that's where I bring in that content strategy and then execute and make sure that everything gets out the door on time.
Oh, yeah. Well, and for the audience, the other thing that she was probably being polite is she also has to deal with questions from me all the time. Like, when is this coming? When's that coming? And I got to give you a ton of compliments on that. So you're so responsive, so organized, and really I'm just so impressed with the consistency that you have as a professional, but then especially with this brand and all the other ones that you work on. And then also, too, I'd like to publicly say congratulations on your nomination this past year for the Product Developer of the Year. I think that's a great honor to be nominated and not surprised at all. And just a kudos to you and a feather in your cap as well.
Oh, thanks so much, Jim.
Yeah, and I hope you don't mind my many emails to you about that. Hey, when's this coming? When's that coming? It's all with good fun, right?
Definitely.
Okay, so with Vander, I know that we did a lot of change to the art program in this edition. So what would you say about the art program and the changes?
Sure. So our three Vander authors came to us at the beginning of this edition, and we said, oh, we have a really aggressive schedule, and they said, we're not moving forward until we can really take the art program to the next level. So we revised and refined about 30% of our art program for this edition to really make sure that it was current, consistent, visually appealing, and met with the overall style and approach of the book. And then we made sure we carried over those art program changes to the digital space as well, so that there would be consistency between the two products. And
yeah.
I think it's really going to help enhance the experience, because art is such an absolutely critical part of studying human physiology.
Well, it's really a story of the best gets better.
Definitely.
So if you look at the Vander Art program over the years, it has been really solid and good. So for that author team, and it's no big surprise, they are awesome and aggressive.
Meticulous,
and they really wanted to push the needle. So 30% is a big number.
Definitely.
You know, for a book like this. And that'll be exciting. That makes my job a lot easier, too, in articulating to newer adopters or people that have been using Vander for a long time. Like, what have you changed? And now it's like, oh, my goodness. Like, we changed everything, made it better. It's amazing. So on that note, I know you have some tricks up your sleeve.
Yeah.
You know, being the Swiss Army knife, like we talked about last time. And I know one of the tricks you have up your sleeve, which I'm proud, I want to learn more about. I already know a little bit about it just over the years. Todd Shopey's your new digital author, and you guys have done a ton of work on the digital program. So if you wanted to summarize for the audience, like what was done on the digital program?
Sure, definitely. So we brought in a new digital author on this edition. Kevin Strang, who is an absolutely wonderful digital author for us, decided that he wanted to go back to becoming a textbook author for this edition, which is where he started out on the team. So this allowed us to bring in and work with a new digital author, Todd, and he's really been welcomed into the fold. So we've got our four author team now. And Todd and I really worked to articulate what kind of content do we really need to take Vander to the next level and really help get that that mastery of study skills and the mastery of human physiology that we're looking to give students to prepare them for these advanced advanced schooling. So we really focused heavily on critical thinking questions, higher level Bloom's questions, and the level of analyze and evaluate. And one area that we targeted for special attention was a focus on working with data as relates to human physiology and graphs. So you'll see a lot of questions asking students to put themselves in the shoes of an instructor and to grade the work of their fellow students. Lots of focus on analogy type questions, critical thinking cases that ask you to, for example, think about the flow of traffic through a theme park and how that relates back to the human body. So Todd has really come in and done some incredibly unique and creative things with our content, and we're really excited to get it out to the market. We also had the opportunity to work with a fantastic board of advisors while developing our content, and our book author team has also been very closely involved with accuracy checking the content and giving critical feedback as well. And I'm happy to report that so far the feedback from the board of advisors is solid, and we've been able to implement some of their feedback. Some of it we're going to have to wait for the next edition, and we've been able to make a lot of just kind of last minute tweaks and adjustments and perfecting moves for Todd's new content based on feedback from our book authors. So we were really excited for that content to go live, actually starting this week. Sample chapter is gonna be up, and then
I'm raising the roof right now.
Two more chapters next week, so it's coming. I know that there's been a lot of flurry about the content, but we really wanted to make sure that we were putting our best foot forward and that we're gonna go out with a bang.
It's awesome. And so Todd Chopey, I've known Todd for a long time, a remarkable talent. So you're talking about a gentleman that's a master teacher. And I remember early on, so for the audience, he's the author of our concept application questions that are in our course-wide content, and they're really clever, higher-level Bloom's questions where you can take a traditional assessment, and what he did is he thought creatively about them, made them higher level, but they really get students into the application phase, and now you're starting to see that really come in full bloom here with, no pun intended, with Vander. But I would like to publicly acknowledge a friend of mine. Unfortunately, I haven't talked to her in a long time. Her name is Chris, and she used to be a product developer. She was the one that discovered Todd a long, long time ago, and then she spent a lot of time with Todd just really kind of teaching him the authoring tools, authoring process, and all those things. So Chris, just to know that we love all the work that you did in the past for us. And then good luck. I know, I think it's surgical tech. She's going into a field there, and she's now going to be using one of our products in her study. So it comes full circle. So Chris, if you're listening, hopefully you're smiling as you hear the kudos and the high five. We really appreciate it. And now you can see that the fruits of your labor really come to fruition here with Todd, and he's only getting better every day through the impact of what you're doing with him, Michelle, too. So kudos to you. High five right there. You got it. Okay, so this is a part that I always love. I love putting you on the spot with this. I know you are a writer. You like reading. You'll occasionally frequent a coffee shop or two from time to time. So now you're in a coffee shop. One of your buddies comes in and they say, hey, Michelle, what are you working on? And you've got Vander on your mind. What would you say to your friend that's a layperson about Vander?
So I would say that Vander's Human Physiology is the authoritative title in human physiology for college students in their junior and senior year, and that there's no better resource that you could be using if you want to take your human physiology knowledge to the next level.
Just going to say boom shakalaka. That's one of my favorite phrases to say. Boom shakalaka on that. The most authoritative resource, and you know what? There's nothing better. So Vander all the way, love it. One last question for you. Maybe we'll get two if we have time. But what's your vision for the future of human physiology education?
So I think with human physiology education, I think maybe our next step where we go from here is to really see how the market works with this current edition of Vander, and then say, how can we take our commitment to preparing students for continuing medical education to the next level? What kind of resources could we add to our body of work that we don't have? Where are the gaps? And I think it's really, we're going to have the opportunity to work with some cool new tools and technologies that we're developing in-house here at McGraw-Hill with our software. But we've also been doing a lot of partnering with third-party software developers to really create unique resources that we're kind of testing on the side
in
our proof of concept phase. So the future is even brighter, I would say.
Agree. And then I'll share with you my vision, because I know you and I have talked about this a lot. To me, one of the most significant resources that we have here at McGraw-Hill for physiology are the physiology interactives. And for everybody in the audience, you may have heard me call those concept overviews in the past.
Mm.
So we originally called them. But they are something that we have in APR, so Anatomy and Physiology Revealed. We also offer those in all of our Connect sites for our textbooks. The reason why those are so significant is you talked about the abstract nature of physiology.
Mm.
And a lot of times when you look at traditional animations, you hit play, you sit back, and you just watch. It's a very somewhat of a passive experience, even though there's a lot of value in that. But with these physiology interactives or concept overviews of old, you get more of an active experience. You can't just sit there and hit play. You've got to think through, you know, what that next sequence is or what they're asking you to do. So you're really engaging and interacting. So to me, I think that's really the future, one of the future points for physiology education. And I know just for the audience's benefit, we are going to be publishing 4 brand new ones this spring.
Yeah.
We've got one on blood pressure, one on endocrine, which is going to be a lot of fun. And then the next two are really awesome. One is going to be on adaptive immunity and then innate immunity. And I know immunity is always a difficult and challenging but relevant subject, obviously, in the course. But these interactives are really going to help with that.
And we'll be incorporating those with Vander this summer once
yep.
they're finalized. And in case I didn't mention it, remembering back to what we talked about earlier, we do have some interactive graphing evaluation questions that we actually partnered with our economics team to learn about our graphing tool inside of our software at McGraw-Hill. So for the first time ever, we have graphing-based questions in the sciences.
Love it. Yeah, and that's a really good example of really the culture here at McGraw-Hill of collaboration, and kudos to you for, and Mike Ivanoff, who worked on this previously, really partnering with the business and economics team, really finding out what they were doing and taking a concept that they were doing over in economics and really applying it to phys. Huge, huge thing. And I think the more we can do of that, it's really a plus. So
definitely.
High five again. You get another high five and a boom shakalaka. What a fun conversation that was with Michelle about the Vander Human Physiology product. And yes, that is the first time that I've used Boom Shakalaka on this podcast, which is amazing when you really think about it. So I'd like to wrap up today by thanking all of you for listening to this edition of Succeed in A&P. We really appreciate you all listening. And also, if you get a chance, please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you're consuming your podcasts. That will help us get better, and it'll also help other listeners find us and discover all these things that we have on Succeed in A&P. You guys are an awesome audience, and I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. And we'll see you next week on the Succeed in A&P. And this is Jim Conley. Boom shakalaka. I'm out.